The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for May 29th of 2026. Another episode of the corporate confab known as the Mackinac Policy Conference has wrapped up. And while it's always been a way for media figures to escape from their town offices and enjoy a little getaway on Mackinac Island and also to gain immediate access to, quote, business leaders and also politicians, it's always seemed like a gigantic waste of time and treasure. Nothing happened in Lansing this week because everybody was up in Mackinac Island. It's put on by the Detroit Regional Chamber, which is simply exploring new ways to ensure there's just enough so-called bipartisanship to give corporations in the state what they want while the country and the state spirals out of control for the working class. The only real newsworthy event that we, the working class, benefited from is the Democratic Senate debate between progressive frontrunner Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed, Congresswoman and Miss APAC Haley Stevens, and State Senator Mallory McMorrow. I saw the debate and didn't believe anyone really landed some serious blows against the other, at least not ones that we already didn't know. McMorrow says, for instance, that she's in the race to change people's lives, but at a slower pace, while Dr. Abdul, of course, says fighting for revolutionary change is what the working class is demanding if only Democrats felt like fighting for it. And you know what? I'd even add, we'd just like to see Democrats fight for really anything, except for keeping themselves into power. And we know that Dr. Abdul has never accepted corporate PAC money and that McMorrow isn't accepting it either this time. But if there was one part from that debate that was a complete unforced error, it came from Haley Stevens when she clearly didn't understand what the Senate filibuster is all about. Dr. Abdul has said countless times, including here on Left of Lansing, that he supports getting rid of the filibuster because the scheme simply allows senators to hide away from having to make consequential votes on behalf of the working class. It's one of the big reasons why I'm backing his campaign. However, Haley Stevens told the debate moderators, Nolan Finley of the Detroit News and Stephen Henderson of Bridge, Michigan, that she wanted to also get rid of the filibuster, but then said Democrats should have used it. Listen for yourselves.
The filibuster must go so that we can codify health care. And by the way, Nolan, to your other good question about the debt and the deficit, we should use the filibuster to not allow the big, ugly bill to pass that increased our debt and at the same time eradicated
Michiganders.
So we're
not going to filibuster here.
So wait, you said you would get rid of the filibuster, but you also want to use it. Which one is it?
I said I want to remove the filibuster.
Right, but then you just said you should filibuster what's going on with the deficit, right?
I'm saying that I want to change the rules, yeah, of which I've been a part of. I have voted for rules packages on behalf of the people of Michigan.
Haley Stevens is not a serious person. Maybe we can understand now why the corporate establishment Democrats, along with APAC donors, want her to be the candidate. They believe they can tell her what to do. And as for APAC, I think it's obvious that they want to put up the Democrats' weakest candidate to face MAGA Republican Florida Mike Rogers in order to help him win. APAC wants more Republicans in office, and they don't care what it means to this country. Speaking of Florida Mike Rogers, he spoke at the conference saying that he supports Trump's and Israel's war in Iran and that his dear leader was working hard on cost structure issues, like wasting billions on the Iran war and also millions for a ballroom to entertain the Epstein class there, Mike? Is that what you're talking about? Speaking of Mike, former Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the conference on Mackinac Island. Why? Who the hell knows? Because I'd love to know how many working class Michiganders are living minute by minute wondering what the hell Mike Pence is doing nowadays. But that's part of what the Mackinac Conference is all about, keeping old relics alive. Michigan Advance's Ben Solis talked with outgoing Michigan Democratic Senator Gary Peters, who was on the island, and Peters was proud of the fact that he worked across the aisle to join hands in passing laws with Republicans. Of course, Peters okayed a bunch of Trump's cabinet picks. The senator also said that I always work with a Republican colleague to work in a bipartisan way. And you see, that's the problem there, Gary. The MAGA Republican Party is about authoritarianism. Why the hell are you working with them? And I'm guessing here, Gary, just guessing that you worked hard across the aisle to help send more money and more arms to Israel, right? While the Trump regime's authoritarianism is taking over, and while mass corruption is running wild for both the regime and the business and political elites that make up the Epstein class, the working class in this country doesn't feel like they're part of the decision-making. And that's got them in a pretty foul mood, and rightly so. Which is why the Mackinac Policy Conference is just plain gross, since it's about putting the corporate and political elitists together for a week on an island where, as Dr. Abdul rightfully noted, nobody really lives on. And I agree with State Senator McMorrow, who told Michigan Advance that the event should be free for working-class Michiganders to attend, so that way they can hear what they have to say. And McMorrow said, no offense to Mike Pence, but she, like everyone else, doesn't really care what he has to say. I agree with McMorrow there. By the way, you know what wasn't talked about during that Senate debate? Affordability and what to do with ICE, either abolishing it or reforming it. Whatever. Those two issues, not brought up. But why would those two issues affecting working class in Michigan's everywhere, every day, move the needle for the elitists at that conference? They don't care. I'm hoping the mop-up Michigan ballot proposal gets the green light and that we, the working class voters here in the state, will have a shot at taking back our state government from the corporate donors who hide away with politicians up there for a week every year up on Mackinac Island, keeping far, far away from we, the working class, or as they view us, the rabble. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on the socials, subscribe to the show on YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. And subscribe to the show on Patreon. Go warmer weather and take the battle to them.